It is good to be with my colleagues, at first, of course, Senator Coleman, but especially Senator Collins and Senator Lieberman, who are the two leaders of the key committee on this issue, and they have been extremely helpful. Just to give you a sense of the background of this, I initiated this in 2003. You remember the $87 billion, which, by the way, I voted for. I included an amendment in that bill saying we needed this kind of oversight. Regardless of your position on the war, whether you were for it or against it, a tremendous amount of American dollars are going to be spent on reconstruction. So this agency got started, and I have to give the Bush administration credit. They appointed an excellent person, and they have stood behind Stuart Bowen, who has issued report after report and has been diligent in coming back and reporting back to me and Senator Collins and showing the worth of this program. Now, of course, this war and this situation has lasted a lot longer than anyone wanted, and so the need continues. And if we have this premature termination of the program, an artificial date of next year, we're going to lose a lot of accountability and oversight for taxpayers. There is some $11 billion that still would be spent and that we would lose the oversight of this agency that has proven its worth. So with all the disagreements and all the problems that have occurred because of this war, this is something that has actually gone right. And it would be a real serious mistake to undo it prematurely. So I am pleased to see this tripartisan, bipartisan, whatever, people working together that the American people wanted, and it should begin with accountability with the taxpayers' dollars. So I'm pleased to be a part of the effort.